Yo, what's the deal, cuz?
Hey, what's the deal, cuz? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I'm Dre Chili, by the way.
And I'm AZ Shan.
And this is What's the Deal, Cuz?
Yes, the podcast where we discuss topics pertaining to the Black experience.
We hope you guys tune into the podcast regularly and that you enjoy the actual audio experience with us. Thank you.
I don't know if you had also read that, you know, they done started doing COVID vaccine testing in Africa. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, listen to what you just said. You know, why not do it in China then? That's the kind of, you know, right. Shit that I'm talking about. If the origin of it was apparently from a meat market in Wuhan, why not take the actual vaccine to Wuhan and have the shit tested there?
Right.
You know, so right. It's like, but, you know, this is one of the things that I'm talking about where, you know, it's the old okey-doke. People that's in dire straits, all you got to do is basically come over with a damn bag of rice and beans and people smiling at you with whatever little bit of TV that they might have in their head. You know, they double them back and thinking that you over here trying to play, you know, fucking Red Cross and then set their ass up with all kinds of vaccinations that, you know, may not even, you know, be necessary for their immune system, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's hypocritical. Basically, the African, whatever country that they basically have plan on testing and shit in, should be ashamed of themselves that they would fall for this. Like, you know, using on your own people.
This is the thing, though. You know, they're doing it in South Africa. So, you know, South Africa is mostly, it's run by.
Oh.
They're not doing it in the other parts of Africa that are like, you know, have remained under their own like control and stuff like that, because actually what happened, and I'm glad that we're touching on that too, and I'm glad that I was reading this, that a lot of African countries are waking up from this, you know, as far
exactly.
as like people want to do the tests over there. Because a couple of months ago, back in like in April, two French doctors, one by the name of like Camille Locke and the other one like Jean Paul Mera or something like that, they had suggested doing vaccine trials in Africa. And a lot of African countries was like, hell no, you ain't doing that over here. We ain't got a problem with the COVID. And they were like, oh, well, the reason why we're saying that is because, you know, you guys are, you know, economically at a disadvantage. And so if the coronavirus comes to your country, you're going to be even more unprepared.
And then listen to that. That's an insult. That's like a backhanded. I wouldn't even call it a compliment. That's like a
right.
this backhanded compliment. What kind of shit is that? Oh, because your country might be already economically depressed. We want to go ahead and if the shit backfires. Well, the people wasn't in a position to basically, you know, have a privileged lifestyle anyway. So fuck it. But then on the flip note, if the shit works, oh, we're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right. You guys and your contributions are so great.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And the thing that I think a lot of people really got concerned about is that what it is that they're doing is they're taking a vaccine for tuberculosis and they're repurposing it towards COVID-19. So it's like the awesome Tuskegee experiment type shit. You
exactly
know?
What the fuck it is. Always basically trying to use Black people as the fucking primates for this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's unfortunately, you know, yeah, well, you know, put the trial of a vaccine through a monkey, and then right after a monkey, we'll use a Black person or some shit like that. But that's good that, you know, the rest of the African countries said fuck no, but it just goes to show you that apartheid and this whole buffer class existence in South Africa is still very much real, and that they still have a puppet, once again, another puppet regime of a government where, hell, the Black people, I'm talking about the Black Africans, not the colored buffer class that was created through apartheid. It's basically, it's a face in theory regime only, and that they really have not exerted their control of their country, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because I just think that, honestly, like, it doesn't make any sense, like you were saying, and I'm glad you touched on that. Like, you know, if you're going to come up with a vaccine, why not start in the country where it supposedly originated in, or where it was initially, like, popping off at, you know, if you want to say, well, because, you know, we want to see if people have immunity. If you want to test vaccine, you want to go to the source where people probably have already built up some type of slight immunity. That's how you're going to create a vaccine, not going to a completely different country where it was not as much of an issue, or it wasn't impacted as greatly. Now, they argue that, you know, out of all the African countries, South Africa has been the hardest hit by the coronavirus, you know, but if you look at the statistics, even with that being said, it still has been like very low in comparison to other parts of the world. So to the extent that it was boggling scientists, like, well, why hasn't it killed off, you know, people in Africa? You know, it was like they were looking for it to do that or something. It was crazy. But I really think that it really stems from, you know, again, if you think back on like how a lot of vaccines are created, it was like from with the Tila, you know, genes and stuff like that, you know, are not Tila, the Hela.
Hela cells.
The Hela cells. And Henrietta Lacks, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, how many of us don't realize that we possess like the genetics and whatnot that make us, you know, at an advantage, or maybe make us, you know,
at a disadvantage systematically. And that, let me just touch on that real quick, because I'm glad you brought that sister up. And I want a lot of the sisters that might be listening into our podcast to make sure that, you know, don't sell yourself short for these stupid ass medical studies where they pay you $800 to $1,500 to, you know, do all of these studies on you, take all of these samples. I mean, the black market in regards to black body parts is a real thing, you know, and a lot of that's not even has not even been touched on, because last 3-4 years, so much other worldly events and so much chaos has been going on and taking place. But back in 2016, you know, where it was found out, you know, a lot of people in Chicago had already known that a lot of these guns and shit like that was being dropped off because black body parts and mortuaries and coroners were in on this underground market, you know, where if a wealthy person might have needed a goddamn heart transplant, but the gunshot wound might be from somebody, he might have not necessarily died of cardiac arrest, but he might have died of the blood loss itself, but the heart wasn't damaged or anything like that. You know, a wealthy person could basically get, you know, a 16-17 year old kid's heart, black body parts, that is, specifically. That shit has not even been touched on in the last 5-6 years, because like I said, unfortunately, so many other things have been taking place. But that's real. Stop selling yourself short. Don't be signing up for all of these medical clinical trials where, you know, you don't know none of this shit, or what any of these vaccinations or any of these trial studies or gathering of information in regards to, as you just said, Henrietta Lacks and Hela cells and stuff like that. You know, you look into that backstory, you know, Henrietta Lacks, I believe, died in like the early 50s. She actually died very young. But fast forward 20 years in the 70s, where, you know, the medical industry was basically trying to reach out to descendants of hers, and they like, damn, she been gone like damn near 20 years. What is it that they want from our blood? This, that, and the third, and all of this old shit, you know? So just be careful. A lot of the women is listening in on this.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's important to realize too that, you know, like you were touching on, there's a big market for black organs, whether that be, you know, from a cadaver, a person that's dead, or whether they're alive. Because if you know, back home in Detroit, that's a big business. Like, you hear a lot about it's like it's whispered about. You don't see it written on any blogs or anything, but low key, a lot of children go missing, and then they wind up, their body parts are missing, and they get found in some type of a dilapidated house, and their bodies are missing organs and stuff like that. So I definitely think that this whole underground market for organs is affecting our community in terms of a lot of our children and women are going missing. And it's something that it's like people talk about it here and there, and I've definitely seen people talk about it more recently before all this stuff popped off in 2020. But it's like, you know, we got to be conscious of that too, that that's taking place, and, you know, that's something that needs to be investigated further, you know?
Oh, yeah, that, and then recently what just happened up in Milwaukee where they burned down that house.
Yes, I'm glad you touched on that.
Yeah, well, they burned down
that house. I saw it on Twitter.
And it's like, yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, people have in the community have known that, like, you know, the police have known about this shit, a lot of these underground human trafficking sex rings, and that's a whole nother episode within itself. People don't be thinking this shit is real until the shit hits close to home or somebody just come up vanishing and missing. And just because they missing don't mean that they dead. We got a real big problem of right. having that shit fucked up. Just because somebody be missing don't mean that they dead. You know, it is basically has been shown with the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation before he got, he committed suicide and he killed himself in his cell.
Well, can you give our listeners like an overview of what happened up there? Because you were just bringing that up.
Yeah, up in Milwaukee, basically, you know, it was these two teenage girls that had came up missing. And in the community, it goes to show you kind of like how you said a lot of that stuff is whispered about, but it's not talked about openly. Had basically knew exactly where these girls was at and went up in that house and beat the shit out of the, I can't remember whether or not they actually killed the guy that was in there, but basically held these two girls captive as a part of this sex human trafficking ring, and basically burnt that fucking house down. And they did that's hence community policing. And a lot of people in the Milwaukee area believe that the goddamn Milwaukee Police Department have known about this place and known about these child sex trafficking rings for years. And they just didn't do anything about it because they might be in on a take, or they just don't give a shit.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you brought that, because I brought that up because honestly, like, I was on Twitter and I saw that and I was like, wow, like, you know. And so that's why I'm glad that we spent some time to talk about these issues, because, like, literally, you know, I haven't seen too many people discussing this online, and I think it's important to point that out, you know.
Well, yeah, those guys did a very good job of basically, you know, you put the word out on the streets, hey, somebody know where these girls are at. These are young girls. These are underage girls, you know, and even if they were above age, I mean, you look, a lot of people forget about that incident that happened up in Cleveland, you know, where this Ariel Castro motherfucker had those women in that house for 10 years, man. Yep. So, you know, people forget about this stuff because so much stuff happens in the world. But it's like, you know, that's why, you know, you can't have the world is so perverted and so crazy that even if a kid is 15, 16 years old, I wouldn't feel comfortable with a 15, 16 year old riding a f-ing bike in the neighborhood without a damn gun or something to be able to defend themselves, you know, because you have so much perversion in the world and kids coming up missing. A lot of kids get snatched. And like you said, you know, the whole body part industry, that's a whole. You can make a whole documentary about it, you know, but it's so secretive. It's like it's almost a secret society within its own world.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. It's scary to think about, especially as a Black woman, you know, just going about your own day, you know, walking around that you're a target, you know, in terms of, you know, somebody could just roll up on you and steal you away. And you don't know what they're trying to use you for, whether that's sex trafficking or whether that's body parts. You know, it's crazy. So that's why I definitely think that I'm glad that you touched on, like, we need to, as a community, do a lot more community policing in terms of, you know, looking after each other, in terms of making sure everybody is good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And protecting each other, you know.
That's right. Taking it back to the old days. I mean, like, in their brothers, they did the right thing. Now, if you're going to burn something down, that's right. You burn down that property by making sure that, you know, if anybody else thinking that they're going to be able to do something slick like that within the community, you ain't got no house to take these girls to. And we're going to be looking if something looks suspicious about some grown ass man, you know, taking some babies into a house.
Right. Exactly.
So, cuz, what are your thoughts and what are your general opinions on the whole Jeffrey Epstein coordinator, the woman who was basically coordinating a lot of these women that were being flown into his private sex and concubine island? I can't think of her name. It's Lane, whatever.
Her name is Ghislaine Maxwell. Honestly, I watched the Netflix special only because it was on TV and everybody kept talking about it. So I watched it. I think I kind of was late to the game, honestly, because I think it had been out for a minute, but I recently watched the Netflix special probably about a month ago. And honestly, I was just detested by the whole thing. Like, the fact that this man was basically flying girls in from all over the country, but in particular, I believe the ones that are suing him or were suing him were women that had been abused by him when they were younger, basically girls that had lived in Florida in the Florida Keys area. So I guess they live like right outside the rich area where, like, I guess in Florida, there's this poorer community that's right outside of the rich community. So he was basically going and infiltrating those high schools. So he would go drive by those high schools in the inner cities and lure girls to basically try to be like massage therapists, like recruit them to be massage therapists at his mansion. And then he'd bring them back there. And then that's when he would like rape them and all that type of stuff. So I was just sickened by the whole thing. But the crazy part about it, in the documentary, they had said that that Ghislaine lady had kind of recruited a lot of the girls and kept the whole thing going by earning their trust. So like, for example, some of the girls were recruited from, I believe, like Trump's, like he had, Trump has like some golf course that's in Florida, and he was really good friends with Jeffrey Epstein. So basically, the Ghislaine lady would go to that golf resort and would recruit kids, like, you know, caddy girls, like girl or caddy boys and stuff like that. She would recruit.
Wait, so they were engaging in homosexual activity as well, or was it just all heterosexual with young girls?
I believe that it was a few, I don't know about for Jeffrey Epstein in particular, but I know that there was a few boys that were involved in different lawsuits and stuff like that too. So anyway, they were recruiting kids who were like golf attendants to basically come back and be a massage therapist at their little mansion. And I'm like, honestly, if I was a parent, I don't know, I'm just, a lot of it, I'm wondering, like, where are these kids' parents at? I think a lot of them were a product of, like, broken homes or something like that. But my thing is, like, you know, as a kid, who, like, you have to have certification and stuff to be a massage therapist. So I'm surprised that it didn't strike them as odd that these older people would, you know, be asking them to do these type of things. But then again, if you're young and impressionable, you're trying to make some money, and if somebody's luring you with $100, $200 just to, you know, give them a massage, I guess you're going to do it. Because I think that they probably created a system to where they built some of the kids' trust first. They didn't, I don't know if they automatically just started preying on the kids as soon as they came up there. I think it definitely was some grooming involved at first, especially. But I thought it was gross that this lady actually took part in all this. And from what I was hearing about on the documentary, she came from like kind of like a well-to-do family in whatever country that she's from. Not really sure where she's from, but some country in Europe. And she's from a well-to-do family, so it's just weird that she would be okay with this type of thing. So I don't really know. Do you think that she was a victim of Jeffrey Epstein also, or do you think that she was just a freak and she liked doing these type of things too?
It might have been a combination of both. I mean, I'm on the outside looking in. Nobody really knows what took place except for them and those victims. And unfortunately, a lot of innocent children had to go through whatever it is that they went through dealing with Jeffrey Epstein as well as this lady. But to answer your question more specifically, I wouldn't know. But based on all of the evidence and stuff that, you know, is coming out now and stuff that you can read, you know, it sounds like it was a combination of both. Like, she kind of like enjoyed taking place in like kind of like these sex parties and, like, you know, being his concubine and things of that nature and the whole recruitment process. But it also sounds as if she has like a lot of evidence in regards to a lot of the power elite and that 1% that are basically, you know, tied in with a lot of this nonsense and, you know, having sexual affairs with minors and things of that nature. It's just a very extremely sad and messed up situation.
Right. I mean, honestly, I just, when you look at the lady, you wouldn't expect her to be a part of anything like that. But I think that's kind of like the point, is that she gained these kids kind of like respect, or gained them just being a little bit less on guard, because she kind of like befriended them, and she seemed like somebody, a lot of the victims were saying she seemed like somebody that they would look up to. because they had money and she was a woman who had money and power and stuff like that. So they kind of aspired to be like her. So I do you think personally that she would have been able, he would have, that Jeffrey Epstein would have been able to get all these different girls if she hadn't been involved in this?
Well, I think that he would have. I think to a certain extent, he might have had her manipulated. When you have, I believe she might have been rich, but Jeffrey Epstein was wealthy. You know, Jeffrey right. Epstein was a billionaire.
Well, he was new money.
He was new money, but yet and still, he was a billionaire. So, I mean, that's a long stretch, man. When you plan at that level, the world is pretty much limitless, and you kind of can use the world as a playground almost, you know, when you playing with those type of deep pockets. But in a nutshell, she might have been slightly manipulated by him, but on the flip note, it's kind of like a catch-22. She's definitely should be held responsible for right. a lot of the stuff that takes place and that took place, because you know right from wrong, period.
Right, exactly. You knew that he was doing these things to these children, because a lot of these girls started at 14, 13 years old when he was preying on them. And then I was reading that one of the victims in particular, she's standing some type of lawsuit or some type of jail time potentially, because she did it for so long. She did it from like 14 till she was an adult, like 19 or 20. And basically she was helping Jeffrey recruit more girls at her school that way. And so they're saying that even though she's a victim herself, that she's culpable also. So it's kind of interesting how this whole thing played out. But honestly, I think that she needs to, you know, she needs to basically be punished for her part in all this, because you know she didn't do anything to stop it. She didn't get out of a relationship with this man. You know, she kind of,
interesting twist on this is if this woman does survive, and if the 1% that elite inner core corporate state don't decide to kill her, because I'm without a shadow of a doubt, I 100% believe Jeffrey Epstein was killed. So
to give the reader, the listeners, kind of like some background, basically Jeffrey Epstein was supposed to stand trial for what he had done with these allegations that these different women had made about him sexually abusing them as children. But then somehow along the lines, he ended up quote unquote committing suicide in prison. And there's a couple of articles online that's just stating that it seems peculiar that he would have been able to do that, because he had, you know, guards watching him and he was on suicide watch and they had him in specialty clothes and all this type of stuff. But somehow or another, did he, because do you know, did he use the bed sheets as like a noose? Or
yeah, it is apparently the bed sheets. And you know, apparently this woman, they have her in like paper clothes and like mattresses and things of that nature, so she can't use the bed sheets. And without a shadow of a doubt, that's just the media, mainstream media that, you know, are tied into the power and of the elite and that 1% inner core that basically put a spin on it and made it seem as if that man hung himself. I mean, you know, when you have that much dirt on a lot of people that are in very serious positions of power, you know, they have what they like to call protecting, you know, the public's interest, and the public is on a need to know basis based on how these people tend to think. So if the public doesn't need to know what's going on and taking place with them, when I say them, I'm referring to the 1%, you know, having these sex parties and taking advantage of children and things of that nature, you know, whenever somebody comes along that might expose the whole show, that person has to get taken out without a shadow of a doubt. He was right. killed. But back to her, I was just going to say real quick, it remains to be seen to see if they decide to let her live and stand trial for all of this. What type of defense was she use? Is she going to, or her defense, are they going to use the whole, well, Jeffrey had her manipulated. He was a man of influence and great means and power. So, you know, she was underneath his basically tutelage in regards to recruiting these girls. She was a victim in all of this. So it had been, you know, that's what's going to be interesting about this going forward. And, you know, how do the victims get restitution? Do they get restitution from Jeffrey Epstein's estate? Do they go after her, you know, post conviction? Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of questions that remains.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm reading the article from the New York Post, and I'll put it in the link to the actual podcast, but it says Ghislaine Maxwell reportedly moved from cell to cell to avoid assassins. So it says Ghislaine Maxwell is being moved from cell to cell in her Brooklyn lockup over fear someone will try to kill the accused Jeffrey Epstein madam before she stands trial, according to a report. The post already revealed how the 58-year-old British socialite was forced to wear paper clothes and sleep on a bare mattress so she couldn't hang herself with clothes or bed sheets like Epstein. Now, insiders have told Mail on Sunday that prison officials are so terrified someone will try to kill her that they are constantly moving her around inside of the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. She's being moved from cell to cell and sometimes has a cellmate, sometimes not, an insider told her. Jeffrey died behind bars and they are terrified someone will try to kill Ghislaine. And then they even go on to talk about the fact that there's fears over a coronavirus outbreak in the prison system which could kill her. So there's even some type of thought that, you know, if she doesn't die from her own means, then somehow she'll end up contracting coronavirus and passing away that way. So I think that's an interesting spin because, well, that's honestly, that's the perfect storm right there, because think about it, like, they don't have to necessarily kill her, you know, they can just inject her with coronavirus and then not treat her. Yeah. So, I mean, exactly. I think that's more of a plausible thing to happen.
And you know what? Mark this, you know, because I give the whole situation to August at the latest, you know, and then, like you said, we fast forward a month from now. And, oh, well, she didn't make it. This coronavirus, it's deadly. It's ravaging the whole entire Western Hemisphere and the globe.
Right. They're going to be like, oh, because she was on suicide watch, we had her with a cellmate, and that cellmate had coronavirus, you know. So that's probably what's going to happen. I don't think she's going to wind up committing suicide because I think it'll just raise more eyebrows. So I definitely think that not a lot of people are thinking about this controversy or this I guess conspiracy theory that she might get coronavirus. This is the first time I had heard that in a news report that she, you know, that they're thinking that she gonna end up quote unquote contracting that. So I definitely think that that's a possibility because, you know, there's some big heavy hitter names out there that's in this wealthy elite status group that potentially was involved with Jeffrey Epstein as far as this whole child sex trafficking thing. So which names did you hear were involved with all of this stuff?
Well, I didn't do too much research or reading about it, but, you know, I know Trump was associated with the guy. They said the Clintons was associated with the guy. You know, various people that's in that financier world.
I heard
go to this man's parties and things of that nature, but I heard it's actually quite a few people, like a lot of his guest lists was, you know, the upper echelon and high end of society, which, like I always said, you know, you could call these people high end, but, you know, when the lights go out, or rather when the lights come on, you'll see a lot of scumbags.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had heard that, like, people, even celebrities like Tom Hanks or something was involved with this whole thing, you know. So
yeah, look at the movie he played in. He's a castaway. He probably got off on that, you know. He's gonna put him on a beach or an island somewhere, you know. A lot of sick shit takes place, unfortunately, you know.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, like crazy sex stuff, be happening in Hollywood, and I often wonder, like, why that is. And I think someone had told me a long time ago, you know, if you are given all the money in the world, it'd be very difficult for you not to engage in all different type of stuff and want to try all different type of stuff. Personally, I have way more of a moral compass, and I just wouldn't be involved in all type of crazy stuff. Right. But some people are saying if you had all access to all the money in the world, then you're going to try some different type of drugs. You're going to try all these different type of crazy lifestyle. You might even try different sex things, maybe not necessarily against children or people that you know, can't say no. But you might, you know, do all these wild sex parties and stuff like that, because when you start one thing, that gets boring, and then you go to the next thing. You know, you got to constantly top that next thing. And I think that there's definitely a personality type of people that typically end up going into the whole celebrity, the whole media aspect of things, because I definitely think that it's kind of interesting that if it was like me or somebody like yourself, I don't think even if we had a lot of celebrity status or money and whatnot, that we would pretty much too much change like who we are at the core. But it's funny how a lot of those people are. So I wonder if they're just like effed up from the beginning, like they
exactly. They, usually, yeah. It's some type of narcissistic, sick sociopath mentality that a person. First of all, you know, under no circumstances do you mess with children. Period. You know, I don't care how the girl look. I don't care what type of body she has. None of that. You know,
right?
Anytime it's really in my eyes, if it's under 21, leave it alone. Don't bother it. That's a kid. But as it relates to like, you know, that to me, that's a cop out. Whoever told you that, that's kind of like a cop out for. And I could get, okay, a person, you kind of bored, you know, you done pretty much everything that one can do. But when you start engaging in type of like, as you just said, this immoral activity, that's when it's just like, okay, this person is like, you know, this is, you know, the sick narcissistic type of behavior, you know, that's what it is.
So, yeah, you know, I definitely think that this lady needs to pay for what her part was, and unfortunately she's gonna be paying double probably, because you know, the person that actually did all these things ended up dying, you know. There's so even if they do let her stand trial, watch how they either gonna put a gag order on her ass or threaten her to only release the names of certain people. Because I feel like if she gets a Tom Hanks for some reason on this type of stuff, you know, or some other celebrities that may not be as connected to whoever the other 1% was, then I think that they'll count that as a win. You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say they'll probably end up giving her the Bernie Madoff treatment, to where, you know, yeah, somebody has to suffer from this. You know, somebody has to basically have everything taken away from them in regards to, you know, what was done. So, you know.
Yeah, I think that they probably are going to put pressure on her to name people that aren't necessarily connected with other people that would, you know, are deeper into the stuff, you know. That's usually how it goes. Like, you know, whenever somebody, like whenever they want to do these quote unquote drug busts, for example, it's like they never catch the actual drug lords. That's, you know, they might catch one big kingpin, but they're not catching the person or the group that's responsible for the actual distribution. Because if they were to do that, then they would see that the government is behind a lot of that stuff, you know. So they're gonna let somebody else that seems like a big fish take the fall for it. So I feel like it's the same thing here, that, you know, they're gonna let some celebrity who might not know all of the other contexts or know all the different other people, or this, like, this his word against theirs, and they'll probably have that person take the fall if she does end up not dying of the coronavirus, you know, mysteriously or something like that. So I think it's interesting. I think, you know, whatever happens to her happens to her. Honestly, I don't really care, because, you know, either way, even what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, it sucks that if other people were involved, that they didn't, you know, they didn't see justice against them. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that man, you know, lost his life, all the money in the world that he had for, I don't even know if he had any kids to leave his money to, but all the money in the world, and look at this man, you know, he was rubbed out of history. Same thing gonna happen to this lady, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. Unfortunately,
off your ass real quick, especially if you, like I said, if you hold the keys to certain secrets and stuff that's not supposed to ever get out, you know, you're done for.
Exactly. So
probably, like I said, if she don't stand trial, expect by maybe next month or whenever, you know, it gets close to the courts setting her actual trial date or anything like that in regards to scheduling her appearances, mysteriously she dies of corona.
Right, exactly. So, well, that's all I got for today, cuz thank you for, you know, coming on here and speaking. That's what we got for tonight's episode.
No doubt. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share across all platforms available wherever you can listen to your favorite podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in to What's the Deal, Cuz. I'm Dre Chili.
And I'm AZ Shan.
Peace.